I give salam to my people in Bangladesh. Salam to the people of Marrakesh. Salam.
Do you want to invite Clever in?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. I don't know if you guys have heard, but a Dutch politician called Joram van Cleveren, yes, I got it right, a very hard name to pronounce, has embraced Islam. Some claim that it is just a publicity stunt to sell his book. But as Muslims, we don't know his heart. We assume the best, and inshallah, we know, inshallah, that we assume that he accepted it for the right reasons. Alhamdulillah. Also, who was he very close to? Geert Wilders. A.K.A. the modern Abu Jahl, maybe. That's what we can refer to him as, maybe. Somebody who hates Islam and has attacked Islam on a constant basis, tried to draw the pictures of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and has mocked Islam continuously. And a couple of years ago, another member from his party also accepted Islam as well. And recently, about a couple of months ago, if I'm not mistaken, a German politician who belonged to a far-right group accepted Islam. Now, you can see clearly, you know, at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and maybe, humiliating Geert Wilders by having those who are very close to him to accept Islam. In Surah Qasas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it is not you who decides whomever you wish to be guided. And this obviously refers to the tafsir that the Prophet ﷺ wanted his uncle to really accept Islam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding him that, look, it's not upon you to decide, you know, your loved ones, whoever it may be, to be guided or misguided. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that it is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whom he guides. And he best knows who is on the right path. And I found that really, really interesting. And whoever Allah guides, no one can misguide. And as you can see, somebody who's belonged to the far right party, so close to Geert Wilders, has accepted Islam. And this is amazing news for us, alhamdulillah. But one thing to note is, well, as we know, Islam is the fastest growing religion. But that does not mean that we attach ourselves to personalities, because these personalities can go through things in life, whatever it may happen. So alhamdulillah, we are happy that he's accepted Islam, but our religion, our iman, is not attached to him and his lifestyle and what he may do or not do. So inshallah, just to keep that in mind as well, inshallah. But in Surah Qasas, verse 57, an interesting thing. Let's read it for ourselves, brothers and sisters. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, 57, they said, if we follow the guidance with you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will be driven out of our land. Now this is the Quraysh. This is referring to the Quraysh. They said to themselves, look, if, all right, look, you know, they knew that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a liar. He's not a deceiver. He's speaking the truth. So they said, look, if we follow you, we're going to lose, you know, we're the custodians of the Kaaba, yeah? And we're going to lose that, you know? So if you think about it, this really connects with these politicians, because they're not just your any layman, and they're very close to someone who's a top Islamophobe. So for them to accept Islam with a lot of people, myself personally as well, like I wasn't somebody that was really known, but at the end of the day, within my community, I was called a traitor, somebody who's turned their back against his community, etc., etc. So thinking about these people on this level, politicians turning their back, it comes with great responsibility, because at the end of the day, this is a big test for them. People like the far right, sometimes, even though they know Islam may be the truth, and this is what we call kufr. Why? Because a kafir, somebody who hides the truth, so he knows, but a lot of the Quraysh had this. Yes, Islam is the truth. We know this Prophet Muhammad, he's not a liar. But what would our tribe say? What would this, and what you're doing, you're thinking about what others will say. And that is one of the reasons why Abu Talib died as a disbeliever. Why? Because he thought my tribe may say this or may say that. And he lost the hereafter. So for those who are coming to Islam at that caliber, people that are personalities, like for example, a couple of years ago, I did a video about Lindsay Lohan. Yeah, she said that in America, she was literally crucified. Why? Because she was holding a Quran. But it comes with great responsibility for someone to say, you know what? I do not care what anybody says. I do not care. This is the haq, this is the truth, and I'm going to follow it. That is something to be applauded. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this about the Quraysh, and finishing the verse off, as they said, if we follow the guidance with you, Muhammad, we will be driven out of our land. And look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Allah is reminding them. Yeah, look at the reply. Is it not that we have established them in the peaceful haram? Like, subhanAllah, Allah is the one who's giving you that, and then you're thinking, oh, you know what Allah has given might be taken away from us. Taken away from you by who? The one who's given it is Allah. Yeah, and you can see they have problems in the understanding of Tawheed, you know. Allah has given it to you in the first place. Carrying on, giving you the peaceful haram, the sanctuary, to which the fruits of everything are drawn as a provision from us. But most of them do not know. And Yes, they do not understand, they do not comprehend. Allah is the one who's given you this. So for someone to acknowledge on that level, being in a far-right party, to turn his back around and say, no, that is actually a form where he's saying, you know what? I put my trust in Allah. He's the one who's providing for me. In another word, he's actually saying that. So it's actually profound, it's amazing, alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided them and given them understanding, you know? Because some of the Quraysh, some of them, look, they accepted Allah's rububiyyah. Yes, he's our Lord. We accept that. We don't have a problem with that. We're just going through these statues just to get closer to Allah. Committing shirk in his uluhiyyah. Meaning, they're not singling out Allah in worship. This is the problem. That's the reason why, brothers and sisters, I thought I'd share this reminder with you guys. It's a beautiful news. It's amazing. We actually wish the best for him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him strong and firm with conviction in his faith. And make him a benefit to this ummah. It was a little reminder for me, to you guys, at Salam Studios. As you can see behind me, Salam Plus. Something big's happening. Just keep an eye out on this channel, inshallah, brothers and sisters. And may Allah bless you guys. Till next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.